Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the listen link, listen live link in the upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online and you'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days and do check out that incredible photograph. And from, you know, the hurricane situation in Florida, and you know, I'll choke up again because I do. So every time I say it's the moment a woman finds after 14 days and losing everything. It's the moment she finds her beloved kitty friend alive in the rubble, you know, and all around her, you just see everything's gone. Everything's rubble, just piles and piles and piles. And here she is. She pulls this kitty out of the rubble. Oh, that was a miracle. Anyway, you know, you get some happy tears or some touching tears and some empathy for what those folks are going through. And and there's lots of good stuff there, too. Well, that's really good stuff, but great. Some real great photos and so forth. Anyway, let's see. It is the third Sunday of the month. And so it's Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other. Or personal awareness coaching with Natasha and behavior training and healing questions with me. And as I recall, we were in the middle of a conversation before we got on the love train for a while. And we have been talking to Lana and Shelley out in Gold Bar about their girls, their puppies. They call them the twins, Kona and Coffee, about a year and a half old. They look like kind of generic shepherd husky mixes, although they're quite small and look like miniature shepherd husky type mixes. And one's very light on the blonde side and one's quite dark. But structurally, they're all pretty much identical. And anyway, we
have corgi in them.
Corgi? No. Well, I don't know. Lana, Shelley?
The mom was a boxer lab, and then the dad was a purebred husky. So Maybe the mom did, but they're very small, only 33 and 35 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but they look like generic shepherd husky mixes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So what I did while we were on that 10-minute break there is that
she danced for a while. She did love train for a while, but then she did something else because she was doing something. I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah. So I went back. There was some stuff that went on in the womb with those two. Hmm. They were almost like they were. Okay. This is the image I got is that they were both like next to each other and they were always fighting to have space in the womb.
Oh my goodness. Uh-oh.
So with that I went in and I did some healing on that. Ah. And what I did was that I did some healing work before conception on dad and mom.
Oh.
And then I went back and I did some healing work and I loved mom while she was pregnant.
Ah.
So I gave that hormone to her of love and abundance. And then what I did was I moved them to two different places in the womb energetically. So they both had space. because that's what I feel like. The kennel is kind of like that confinement of being triggered. Mm-hmm. And it's not that the kennel's wrong. It's not wrong, but it's that, you know, it's kind of like when we have a past life that, you know, we don't like horns because we were on a ship that went down and the horn was blowing when we were being drowned. You know, there's those triggers that happen because of certain scenarios in our knowing. We don't know what they are. And so with that I go back in and I can do some healing work. So what I'm going to ask you, moms, that is that you, whenever that you see them in the kennel, you give them love. You give them that grace. You give them, it's almost like they're in the womb being rebirthed when they come out. So that they're being birthed into love. And so then there's that rewiring of the brain. Now, this is not going to necessarily fix the way that their brain is wired, but there's going to be a shift in the energy field. So the healing that I did, now you can believe this or you don't believe this, it's up to you. But if you believe it, it helps the energy to work better so that you can create that new knowing of them, of love and trust and surrender and knowing that. And then when you see them in their crates, and are their crates together?
They are, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do, which is a good thing, is that when you see them laying, like if you can picture them, you know, as a metaphor, in the womb where they're laying there and they're laying there like two twins loving each other. They're in the womb that they're just that they're that grace. Instead of being leg to leg and you're in my way, you know, get out of my way, you know, type of feel. So get it, you know, have them more in that communion of a bubble of love of a womb. And so when they come out, that they're more structured in love and balance. And that will help do some of the healing work. And then the work that Dr. Nels does, that will add to, and I've added to what he's done, you know, so it's kind of piggyback on each other. And then that will help. I have a knowing that can help a lot of just like take a breath. It's more like giving a breath between the two of them, remembering that they still have this kind of miswiring that happened in one. Let me just check something else. I just got to tap on something else. Okay, so one of them energetically has an attachment to it that came in through the womb. And so let me take that off real quick for you.
Okay.
And if you don't believe this, it's just something I'll do. There we go.
Well, we do believe it, though. We listened to the first time that you talked about them after Martha had met out with us. And, like, mm-hmm. I mean, you really, like, hit the nail on the head. About every category with them, even though having, I mean, not spoken with me and, you know, not met them, like, it was really amazing to see how.
Well, thank you.
Well, and I can, you know, chime in and say, obviously, you know, Natasha wouldn't be here if she wasn't good at what she does.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'll also tell you that, you know, and those of you regulars around here, I mean, we've dipped our toes into this kind of stuff, you know, for years and years and years. And I know that it is possible, and I've seen it happen here and privately, going back. And when you can understand what happened in either past lives or, you know, in birthing stuff, you can make changes that, or you can do healing work, energy work, or shifting things, and that will make a difference in the current day. Now, yes. I can tell all of you that I twice in my life, and when I just got to thinking about it, both times it was after a very serious relationship for me ended. And the first one was my marriage. And I just had a really difficult time regrouping and getting through that and understanding it. And it was wreaking havoc in my current life. And I just couldn't seem to work through it. And what I had to do was, there was a wonderful spiritual astrologer in the area. Many of you may remember Libby Kresge. She lived on Bainbridge. And she was a really incredible woman. Well, she also did past life regressions, and I had never done any of that. Anyway, I went to her and did a past life regression related to me and my husband and stepson and all of that. Well, it was amazing. You know, that, I mean, I was absolutely blown away at what I learned in that process. And in that process and going back and then understanding what happened and doing the energetic work back there in that area and then moving forward up to here, it completely shifted all of the energy and I was able to move through that. Now, years later, same thing happened again when another really serious relationship broke up, and I got more, my deterioration after it happened. I got worse and worse and worse, and I just wasn't able to work. Back to Libby I went, and that past life regression was even more powerful than the first one. And holy mackerel, did I learn some absolutely mind-boggling stuff. But with the work that we did and the understanding and the, everybody apologizing to each other and cleaning up all the energy from way back there, totally shifted in the presence. I got better and was able to work right through it. So all kinds of work, Natasha, can be done, right? Related to where... when, especially when you have really traumatic things going on in a current lifetime and you're unable to work through them in any other way. Now, I do think that Dr. Nell's and Linda's work has shifted somewhat that, yes, that we can avoid having to do some of this other stuff because of what they do kind of sneaks in the back door and balances the physical body and so forth. But sometimes there's still a need for this. So I'm thinking this is like really great that you, Natasha, you've had the time to do this work on Kona and coffee and explain all of this. But it sounds to me like we might be looking at, tell me what y'all think about this, that we kind of just stay doing what we're doing right now. And let's go through another month to see what happens with them. And this work that Natasha's done and what she's explaining to us today, let's see if that shifts things. But anyway, so what do you think, Natasha?
What I'm thinking is that, you know, because of their age and where they're at, that if, you know, doing the work that I just talked about and doing the work with Nels, Dr. Nels and Linda, that it's going to take it down. You're going to be like at 80, 70, 60, you know, and then time will show you that things will reestablish because of the fact that a lot of this work, and that's one thing that I'm loving right now. I'm really going into DNA past life and spiritual and soul past life and doing a lot of healing, coming back and bringing it to the present moment. And it's been amazing the healing that has happened with physical bodies doing both those scenarios. And so that's why I went back into their DNA and did some healing work on mom and dad, because dad is just as important.
Sure.
And even back into grandparents a little bit with the DNA and then coming forward. So with that this is going to be something that you're going to probably notice that it's, you know, like if they're at 80 right now, not that they are at 80, but you know, they might be at 70 or 60, but then they're going to come down just a, you know, a little bit, and then they're going to come down a little bit, and you're going to notice that this is going to be a little, just that you're going to have a little bit more breathing room, a little bit more breathing room, a little bit more breathing room, especially as they age a little bit. Mm-hmm. So with that I would keep doing what you're doing, but keeping the energy healing that you're doing on the imagery and actually using the Reiki type energy when you take them out of the crate, when they're sitting in the crate. And you notice it, and you guys are very in tuned with this too, that you almost notice that between them, you can almost feel that energy stirring between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then what I'm going to ask you to do is when you see that energy coming forth, and actually you're going to start, once you start tapping into it, you're going to start noticing when it just starts, you know, that's like, you're going to practice to do better. But when it starts, you're asking for healing on this. I'm asking for divine healing on this. I'm asking for divine healing on this. And if that's the mantra you can start going to, because it's easy and it's quick to the mind, I'm asking for divine healing on this. And then you put that energy towards it. And then if you need to use a word like peace.
Yeah, but I think what I'd add to this, you know, is that we combine what we're doing. and you feel that energy starting, you do what Natasha's asking. Ask for healing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then jolly routine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You trigger out with a jolly, but before you trigger with the jolly routine, you do with your mind what Natasha's talking about,
and the energy,
which is ask for the healing and when, and that thing. So that will pre, you know, will come just before you trigger them out with the jolly routine. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That'll be interesting. Try a little shift there and see if we can't combine some of Natasha's stuff.
It's getting the interaction quieter, so there's not a reaction as much.
Yes.
All right. Now, Natasha, can you fast forward and look at the energy going forward? Do you see a time where we will get to the point where coffee and Kona can be, I mean, they won't be normal because they'll always have the wires and all that stuff. But would do you see a time where they would be able to live congenially without the restrictions?
Yes. For some reason, I'm seeing six. So that might be 6 year. It might be 6 months from now.
Okay.
I'm
so a six of some kind. So pay attention to timing, Lana and Shelley.
Okay.
But the good news is that's really good. Natasha's seeing it happen at some point. We just don't know where, when, but it also then will also support slower is faster in the long run. So we take as much time as we need to get there.
Because you're unpracticing primal.
Okay.
If that's a language, you're unpracticing
it is now.
Primal. You know, so now I have a dog that does primal. And so as much as she's been leaving squirrels and stuff alone, she ended up getting one the other day because she got into that primal trigger. Uh-huh. So even though she's been good for a half a year,
right,
she's practiced out of primal, she didn't have the ball in her mouth. And that poor squirrel decided to play the game one last time.
Yeah.
And so with that, be careful. You're going to have to be aware that there's going to be, like, if the energy is really heightened in the house or there's something going on or something, you're going to have to go back up to practice some of the old tools because of energy. So I would be very aware of what you humans are going through, what the energy is around you. You know, like if there's a lot of grief going on in the world, you know, then I would go back to primal practicing, you know, and that kind of stuff. Does that make sense? So even as time goes forward, you're still going to want to go back to the basics when things are triggered.
Okay.
Okay. Just as a heads up. Just as a heads up.
All right. So, Lana and Shelley, anything else that you want to ask Natasha about or check in about?
So, well, I guess just to clarify, like, it's okay that we still are taking them out to play in the yard with their leashes on and walk.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep doing everything we're doing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes. This is just another layer of adding on of calmness.
Okay.
And that's what I really wanted to work on when they were in the womb while the song was on, especially, is I was really working on the calmness in the womb so that energy is creating a different intention. Kind of like when I was pregnant with my kid, when my father passed away, that I really made sure that my hormones stayed more neutral so that my child did not get downloaded with a bunch of depression.
Okay.
Hormones. So what I did was I went back and I worked in the womb to help the hormones that those pups felt and the dis-ease that they felt because they were struggling in the womb together. And so, like, if you would have picked, it's just working together with them to shift how they feel about each other and find that there is more grace with each other than argument. So when I see them in the womb, I see them cuddling together and enjoying each other and finding home to each other instead of get out of my way. What are you doing in here? What, you know, rah, 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 you know.
Yeah, so certainly, I think this is going to prove to be very fruitful. I'm hoping, and it's making sense to me, you know, from the behavior standpoint, in that we had such a volatility between the two of them, but it all involves that energy, you know, when you feel it building between the two of them that we were talking about, but this gives Natasha's done that healing work now. Back surrounding all of that. And now it gives you a chance to, when you recognize it, to ask for the healing and mm-hmm. and so forth, and then trigger out with the jollies. But see, if we can extinguish, because very likely what's happening, you know, when Kona would growl at coffee, it mm-hmm. triggered that in womb stuff. Yes. You know, the arguments they had and the mm-hmm. and the, you know,
and then being in the crates,
right?
They're being in the confinement.
Yeah.
But if we can diffuse that initial, you know, energy burst there, that we can diffuse that and get healing there, you know, that's what we need to do to stop yeah. this. It's all making sense to me. So I think it'd be interesting. We just have you keep doing what you're doing. And now we add to it with this and we see what changes you notice with the girls.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll keep you guys updated.
Oh, blessings for you, please. Blessings, blessings, blessings. And may healing happen in your home.
Thank you.
Yeah, may the smoke blow away. Are you guys really smoky yes. out at your place?
It's really smoky, yes. We are not yeah. fans.
And what about the Bolt Creek fire and stuff? Is that interfering with your life and so forth?
Life-wise, not so much. It's just, you know, we don't...
Well, you evacuated for a while at the very beginning of the fire because you didn't know.
And we didn't want to have to do an emergency evacuation with 4 dogs and 2 lizards and 3 humans. So, we just got ahead of the game. And they didn't actually evacuate our neighborhood officially. So we just wanted, in the event that they were going to, because of how fast it was growing initially, we just, you know, we made a smarter decision to do it calmly. And
yeah, I think that was very wise of you. Many people don't do anything ahead of time or wait till the very last minute and then it's chaotic. But you're back at home and all of that, but it's just really smoky out there because it's real smoky here.
Yeah, it's real smoky. Our air quality is pretty terrible and the wind's blowing pretty hard. So it's making it, the smell, very dense.
Yeah, and I had debris coming out of the air today, falling like ash, which I haven't had since the beginning of the fire. So it really is intense today. All right. Yeah, well, and so that means, you know, you can't be having your dogs out and running as much in this air and so forth. So keep in mind that that has, tempers can flare and so forth. But anyway,
we're trying to wear them out with their brain work, doing Kongs and bully sticks and things to keep their brains occupied.
Congratulations, you're good parents.
Yeah. All right. So you guys keep up the good work. And I believe Tuesday is a Dr. Nails day. So I'll see you two here on Tuesday, huh?
All right. Sounds good. All righty. Well, thanks so much, you guys.
You're welcome. I'm glad we checked in on this because I think we uncovered another biggie that might really help in this moving forward.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
All right. Hi to the girls and everybody else. Thanks for calling, Lana and Shelley.
Of course. Right,
have a good one.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Now, we do have another caller, but we need to take care of advertisers before we do that. And we have open lines and we'll stay with calls as long as you guys call in. We have other stuff that we need to talk about today, but we'll throw that in when we can. If you'd like to pick up a line now, local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Animal World will continue right here shortly after we talk to our advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O Supplements, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can find some of them at many pet stores around the area, or you can order online, newprosupplements.com. And I'm working on Janice and I are fooling around trying to find dates when we maybe have her on the show again, because I'm getting requests. She's such a popular guest and so knowledgeable. So hopefully we'll get to talk to her sometime soon. And in the meantime, check them out. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. And then, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home. And it's very cool. She has a nice little house in Shoreline now, and great yard for Shanti, the poodle. So happy about that. And her little healing room in her home is doing really well. And she is open for business. So and phones are straightened out, and she has voicemail that works. So you can actually call her, and she can set you up for an in-home session, and you can experience the gongs and acutonic forks and all of that in person, or you can have her work with you remotely. So give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones, and personal awareness coaching. And what else do you want to know about psychically from Natasha Venter is here. And we have some phone calls, which is very nice. And we are going to head first to Bellevue and Diane. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Diane.
I was wondering if Natasha has some insight onto when my low back will be healed. I'm impatient.
Well, and I think, too, Diane, we talked to you you called in last week, and Dr. Nels and Linda worked on you.
Yes, and I kind of thought March, and that is helping.
Yeah, that mortar march is really good, isn't it?
Yes,
but I thought
is.
It would be real helpful to have Natasha look at the energy of your lower back. To make sure we're not missing anything that you can be doing and all of that. And anyway, yeah. So Natasha, can you like poke around and gently and Diane's back and tell us what do you got for us, Natasha? What for Diane?
Okay. So what I'm seeing for you, Diane, and you do believe in past lives, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that there is a time when you were energetically stabbed in your back, and this is the time that everything is coming together. It's kind of like that unique moment where, you know, the right time, the right place, and this is time to heal.
She's got a knife in her back. Can you pull it out?
Yeah, I'm seeing a couple of lifetimes where you were like down in Africa or in that area, and somebody threw a spear at you and landed in your back. And then there's another time when you were on the battlefields in like Scotland and England area.
You got around.
And that kind of thing. So with that there's these moments. So what I'm going to ask you to do is hold space right now, and I can help you. Now, if you want to do more deeper work, we can have a session together, but we'll do a quick version here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out what is there, if you're allowing me to. Thank you. Okay. And so
I would imagine Diane would gratefully release this.
Yes.
Please take it.
And so, okay. So pulling out, okay. There's that thread there, and that you were a star person too, that had some scenarios. So pulling that out. Okay. And then as I'm doing this now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to replace it with love and light. So what I do when I see this love and light, it's the angelic light that comes in and does some healing work. Mm-hmm. There is some deeper stuff in here that's about the energy that you have in this lifetime that I'm asking to have healing on it while the light is going in. Okay. And then as we are working on this, I want you to know that you're going to picture anytime that your back starts talking to you.
Okay.
Talk to it like a friend and say, please, can we have some healing on you? I'm having a hard time having this argument with you. Can we have peace? Can we have communion? Can we have compassion for each other, please? And what I'm asking you to do is to be willing to be more movable. In other words, instead of saying that you can't do something, say instead of saying I can't, say something like I'm willing to do this in a moment. Give me a moment to do this. Or I'll do it tomorrow, you know, so that you have more movement in your life instead of rigidity, because the back and the hip is about movement. And so it's about support of yourself. It's about that core support. It's also about the lower chakras, about the primal, you know, how do I live? How do I survive? How do I make sure that I have a life? And then the second chakra is about that, you know, how do I support myself? How am I supporting the life around me? And so I'm asking you to get a little bit more movable in the energy around you.
Okay.
So in other words, when you feel like you can't move, what I'm asking you to do is move your toes, move your ankles, move something so that there is movable, so that the energy flows through your back. Okay. And if you're having a shower, if you can, if you're sitting on something, if you can put your feet, your toes up into the shower or up on a wall or something, kind of rub your toes. If you can get the energy moving, they're doing this healing work that I did on you and what Nels and Linda have done that you can get that energy moving. But with the stagnicity of what was there, you got to keep that picture of that energy moving, because the habit is that there is stagnant energy there.
Interesting.
And so if you keep that energy moving, in other words, like when I'm picturing you right now, sorry, this is a quick version, that I see you having like a thread or a cord that goes up to your head and then figures eight backs down through your hips and then goes into Mother Earth, figure eights, come back up through your hips and comes back down. So if you picture that figure eight, instead of having it being stuck at that center point of the eight, you have it moving through. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, so the figure eight, I want to focus on where it meets and make sure that it flows.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Keep the energy flowing. It's kind of like keep the freeway flowing, you know? It's that energy flowing. And so what I'm doing is that as that energy is healing where those places were in past lives, that mm-hmm. you will start feeling the healing. But the thing is, though, it's about you moving.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Gosh, that's a lot of good stuff.
It's either energetically moving or physically moving.
Okay.
Because your body has practiced stagnicity.
All right. I think this is really good that you called in, Diana. Now you got really something concrete to focus on.
Yes.
Except mm-hmm. you don't want it to be in concrete. You want it to be liquid and flowing. I think a good plan would be that you be doing here what Natasha's instructed you to do. You can always connect with her off air if need be. But yes. I'd say next month in November to make sure you call in on a second Sunday and let's have Nels and Linda, you know, work on you again. Okay.
Yes.
And then the third Sunday, a month from now, third Sunday, you're going to call back when Natasha's here. So you can report if it made any difference or what, or all of that. Natasha can look at it again. So then to see if there's more work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
That sound like a plan, everybody?
Sounds good. And Natasha, what were the words or some wordings to say, like self-talk to the back you were talking about the heel?
That I know that you're a little bit frustrated right now, back. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to be, let's find communion together. Let's find some friendship here. Let's work through so that you're more in friendship with your back instead of disheartenedness.
Okay, got it.
So yeah. Keeping the words positive, think of it as a friend. How can you refriend a friend that has kind of made you angry?
All right, sounds good. All right, Diane, okay. You have your marching orders.
Okay.
And blessings to you. May healing be upon you.
Yeah, mortar marching along the way. All right, Diane,
and,
thanks
Martha,
for calling Animal World. All right,
Martha,
bye-bye.
I wanted to tell you something.
Yes, no, wait.
Sad news for me, but, you know, I go to Dr. Larry Siegler. He's my vet.
Yeah.
Well, he's moving his practice to Vashon Island.
Oh, wow. Well, he was my first Animal World vet.
I know. I heard him.
But it was like
show.
Pulling teeth to get him to do the show because he's very shy.
But he did.
He was an Animal World vet for a number of years, but he's moving to Vashon, huh? Sounds like he's retiring, sort of.
Well, he's just downsizing because the place he leases now, they're going to do something else with the building. So
the animal healing center is moving to Vashon, and he's not going to be there anymore.
Well, he's going to be there, but he's
right.
Of course, his practices are going to be smaller because who can travel to Vashon Island for your
right
time you need it?
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me know. How soon is this happening? Do you know?
End of the year.
All right.
Okay, so picture instead of going into, yes, grief is here. Yes, you can be grief, you know, but really picture that, okay, I need a replacement. I need a comparable replacement.
And
go in instead of being victim if you can.
For replacements, but it won't replace him. I mean, he's a wonderful kind.
I get it, but a comparable.
Right, who did he recommend, Diane?
Well, there's several on the list, but Mercy Vet.
I was going to say Mercy Vet is the first one on my list besides Larry.
Right. And, you know, you're always talking about Dr. Jeff and how reasonable he is. Well, Larry was very reasonable for this area, and Mercy Vet is a lot more expensive.
yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, think good thoughts for you, Diane.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. And thanks for the update on Dr. Larry Siegler. So Animal Healing Center in Redmond, moving to Vashon end of the year. So heads up on that, everybody. We need to take care of advertisers. We'll do that as quickly as we can. Carrie and Motley Terrace, you're next, then Cindy, and then Alexa. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More of your phone calls straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner in the studio and free to you every second Sunday of the month. And you can see her privately in her studio or in her office, which is at the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And if you haven't taken advantage of her, you need to do that now. She's still offering a free introductory session to anyone that calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. And you can do this free session in person at the Intraspace facility or on the phone or Zoom or however you'd like to do it. All you got to do is call or text Linda at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or after the show, give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, Natasha Venter is here, and we're taking your calls, and we are going to head out to Montlake Terrace. And Carrie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha Venter. Hey, Carrie.
Thank you. Hi.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, what can we help you with?
I have a friend, and he lost his, I don't know, his best friend, companion poodle at Christmas, and has just had nothing but health problems and depression since.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He has no confidence that Dennis is the name of the dog.
Dennis was the dog. Okay.
Yeah. Has any, you know, continuation. And so I just thought if there's a way to connect with Dennis and kind of, you know, help my friend out, that would be great.
Well, why don't we... Now, sometimes, Carrie, there can be issues when we have, you know, like with Natasha or a good medium psychic reader, so forth. There's integrity they like to maintain and not want to mess with other people without their permission. See, because my first thought, Natasha, with Carrie talking about her friend, was to have you tune into the friend and the what's going on. You know, obviously, dog companion was lost, and that can be, you know, a very challenging experience mm-hmm. for people and a very painful experience. And, you know, I mean, that's the biggest downside to us loving and having animals as part of our family is they don't live as long as we do.
Exactly.
But obviously, you know, some people have a more difficult time than others. But it sounds like your friend, Carrie, it has carried on since it's been since Christmas. It's going on a year now.
Exactly.
But is there anything, Natasha, that you can, you know, maintaining your integrity and not wanting to mess with stuff that isn't our business and all that sort of thing? Is there anything you can do or read kind of generally on this for Carrie and her friend? Is it a connection with Dennis the dog that's needed or something going, or is there something else going on? Or what can you tell us about this situation?
Well, what I'm getting is the dog got picked up by somebody else. And so it is at another home.
So did the dog die or what?
No, not
the dog,
that's
the
not
dog
what I'm...
died.
The oh, dog the dog died. Died. Little, okay.
He's a little white poodle. And
oh, sorry about that.
He had, sorry, yeah.
And he was, yeah, no, then he was reincarnated. Okay, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's a little white poodle and he had health problems. He was staying alive in my mind to support my friend.
You know,
he'd had a long-term health problems. It wasn't like it was his, in my mind, he was ready to go, but he hung on a very long time to try to, you know, and my friend took him to the dog hospital, took him over and over again mm-hmm. to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you have an animal that, and I use this terminology, it's almost like someone who has a familiar, you know, they're very attached to you. They're very connected to you. And when they go, it's almost like it's like a part of you that leaves. And
exactly.
And so it's hard to find that part of you and take it back. And that's one thing that your friend has not done is taken back that part of him that he gave to the animal.
So have you got any suggestions, Natasha, and what Carrie might do to support and help her friend?
This would be something more in a private session because this would be a lot of negotiating some deep emotions that he has of, okay, I got to stop. There is some issues of people leaving, things leaving. And so with that this is part of that old trigger that's happening.
Okay, so let me.
That would be a private session.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. But also, you kind of, I think you gave us the answer we might be looking for in that Carrie's friend is still too connected and too holding on to the dog that passed.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carrie, I think that's if now you can't help people that don't want to be helped.
Yes.
But depending on your friend and where his belief system is, sometimes talking with someone like Natasha or a communicator that can communicate with the animal soul, there can be a lot worked out there and that can be very helpful in helping them let go. Sometimes calling and talking to me can be very helpful. And I always do a free telephone thing. So your friend could call me and talk about it.
And if your friend is leery, I do have, you know, where we can connect and talk for a few minutes so that he does feel like he can trust me or work with me that way. I do not necessarily give free sessions, but yet at the same time, I do not mind, you know, having a conversation for trust purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think, Carrie, you know, unless we get him on the line or have his permission to go into this and so forth,
and
Natasha
this is a
really
lot of private stuff.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah. So Natasha really
do it on the air
that.
Anyways.
Yeah. Does that make, so anything else, Carrie, we can help you with?
No, that's really actually very helpful. I just know that there's a real deep loss and your explanation makes some sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and
like
so,
when my familiar passed away, actually she passed away on the last day of my job. And I have not gotten a familiar yet. I have a feral cat who comes up and lets me pet her once in a while, but I need a cat that loves me and holds me. But what not having one has really taught me to be my own advocate, my own help. And now when I have a familiar comes in, now there'll be more of a partnership instead of me leaning on my animal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So he really leaned. He really leaned it.
And I agree with you 100% that I hadn't put that name to it as a familiar. I think that's really very helpful.
I think it's helping a lot of people get into that knowing of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, Carrie.
My love is with all of
you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. At least I think we could at least get a start with Cindy before we have to break for the top of the hour. So let's go check in. We're going to head out to Salton. And Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Cindy.
Are you buried in smoke out there?
It's more, there's 50 mile an hour winds here and there, but the smoke isn't too bad. It's smoky, but it's been a lot worse, put it that way.
All right. So we want to, Cindy lives out in the country and there have been some feral cats and stuff. And we've talked to her a number of times. And Natasha, you've tuned in before. Mm-hmm. She did a trap neuter release on a black female cat that's now kind of pretty much moved into the property. And Cindy calls her Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And Cindy, you wanted to talk to Natasha about Crystal, right?
Yeah, about possibly if she wanted, the cat wanted to move with me when I move.
Yeah. Cindy is not, Natasha has a real hard time due to things that happened during her birthing process.
Yes.
And so she must be in a very quiet environment.
Yes,
can't
yes.
do screens, noise, all that sort of stuff. Cannot stay in this area any longer. So she's looking to move to Eastern Washington or Idaho area sort of thing. Kind of what Dr. Nels is doing.
Yes.
And I thought that she might end up, they might end up somewhere close together over there. at any rate, Crystal the kitty, is very, very feral. And in the past, you've kind of thought, she's not going to be in the house. She's not going to be a house and all of that. But Cindy's been working real hard at, feeding and dropping treats and all of that. And Crystal's getting quite familiar and hanging around on following Cindy around and not taking off if she's there. And Cindy's able to drop treats and so forth. So now I was thinking, well, it's probably going to be in a year or two that Cindy will be moving. And the ideal situation would be to get bonded enough with Crystal that the kitty could move with her. So do you see that happening if we do the right things? And maybe a little coaching from you might help too.
Well, yeah, it's not necessarily something that I can foresee, down the road, because a humanness and an animalness, there's these personalities. As things are now, the cat would rather stay where she's at,
right,
than move on.
But that's right now. So
that's the words now, and that's the words for 6 months. Year from now, I don't know yet. Yeah, don't know yet, to be honest with you, Cindy. I apologize for that not knowing.
No, so that we'd have to keep checking in. But other than we've talked a little bit about how I want her to start maybe doing, instead of the meal stuff, that she drops treats and Crystal will come and get them, but drop them closer and closer and have her to come up closer and closer. And now Cindy can talk to her and they do the eye squinty things together.
Yes.
But they're becoming very familiar. But I'm hopeful that if they do this long enough, that eventually Crystal will want to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that's a possibility anyway?
Yeah, if Crystal starts coming into the home, that will be, or coming more onto the porch home, then that will be.
That's
more,
a good indication.
That's a good indication. But yet at the same time, if she never comes in the home.
Yeah. All right. So we'll keep working on it.
Okay.
All righty, Cindy. At least we got a read. We'll keep working on it.
I got a question about Emily.
Yeah. We've got to close out. Do you want to hold on or you want to call us back in 10 minutes?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. So we'll put Cindy on hold and we'll finish up with Cindy. She's got a question about her dog, Emily, when we get started in the next hour. And then we're coming to you, Alexa. So Cindy and Alexa, hold on. We got a time out for the Love Train. It's our exercise and dancing portion of the show. And getting our energy up for the day and the week. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet and join me on the love train. I will cruise through and pick you up. And we're all getting pretty good at dancing in our chairs here. I have to get up and move around, but Natasha and Nathan are pretty good at it. So anyway, we'll all be dancing together. And I always energize up the love train, and maybe the hummingbirds will come back. You know, the first hour when we played Celebration, I had hummingbirds here at my feet or right outside my window. And they're actually getting used to me dancing. And now they were watching, you know, how they go up to the feeder and they're drinking and they go back and then they hoover and look at you. Well, they're looking at me like, what the heck are you doing in there? I said, we're dancing. We're celebrating. This is really fun. Dance with your hummingbirds. Anyway, I'm going to be dancing with my hummingbirds. And here we go. Our energization yogi prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues until noon today, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.